I got the most terrible phone call that anybody could get in their whole life, I think. The first sentence that my son said to me when I picked up the phone at 4:24 in the morning was, "Mum, I'm in big, big trouble." And I knew immediately that something was terribly wrong, that his life was in danger. And he told me that he was frightened. He told me he wanted to get out and leave this organization. And then the phone was cut. I won't go into details about the phone call, but it was quite obvious to me when the second time the phone was cut that he begged me to come to him and rescue him. He didn't have the chance to finish telling me where he was. He just said, "Wiesbaden." And I said, "How do you spell that?" And then he just said the first three letters, W-I-E-S, and the phone was cut. Those were the last words that I heard him ever speak. My name is Erica Duggan, and for the last almost 3 years, I've been trying to find out what happened to my son Jeremiah, how my son was killed, what were the circumstances of his death. Clair de Lune, it takes me back immediately to my home, and I can feel and see myself sitting with my two daughters, and I can see again my son, and I can see him sitting in the yellow chair. I can see him crossing his legs, and I can hear my daughter playing the harp, and I can hear her playing this piece, Clair de Lune, and it brings me back to happier times. I'm there again, sharing our lives. And of course now I know that Jeremiah is dead and he's not with us. But I can remember his joy of music, and I can experience again those moments when we listen to this piece. And it's a very comforting, healing, wonderful experience. The piece brings me into another stage, a stage when perhaps, you know, his soul lives on. The life is everlasting, and there's a quality of eternity, and that's what I feel when I hear this piece, something very beautiful and something beyond ourselves. My son was a young man of 20, 21, 22, and he went to Paris to study French. It was the time of the Iraq War, and many young people wanted to protest against the war, and he felt very strongly he wanted to make his protest. And he became influenced by an older man who was teaching him about politics. And this man said, "If you come to Germany, there's a peace conference, and you're going to learn more about what you can do to protest against the war." But it turned out to be a form of recruiting young people to join an extremist organization. They said he should join them in a protest in Berlin. And he didn't really want to go on at this point. He did have a lot of questions in his mind, and he was doubting whether he wanted to. But he very much felt so strongly that he wanted to protest. And he was in the most terrible state when he phoned me in the early hours of the morning. He called to me that he was frightened and that I should come and rescue him. So I had no doubt in that moment that his life was at stake. The police said he was found dead on the highway, 5 kilometres out of the town of Wiesbaden, that he'd been hit by 2 cars, that he'd been run over. But there were no witness statements taken. The doctor told me there was no examination of the injuries. So little is known about what really happened and whether he really did die at the scene where he was found, because there has been no investigation. And really, from that moment on, and that's almost 3 years ago, my life has been centered totally, day and night, on trying to find out what had happened to him and trying to campaign for justice. And I have gone on a long, very shocking journey in which I've learnt so much about the abuse of power, injustice, corruption, and the failure to investigate this very terrible death of my son. This piece represents all that he was. It's like him in a way, because it's a very beautiful piece. It's also a very sensitive, gentle piece. At the same time, the piece has a lot of anger in it. There's certain passages when you, like my life has been a shouting for justice, so there's certain sections in this piece which says, do something, change the world, look again, this isn't right. And the piece is not purely a sort of sad, sad piece. It has all these different facets to it. And my son was also like that. And so I think somehow that piece, you know, really reflects his character.